Hi, everybody. Well, today's our Monday program, Creation Light Ship Healing. And the date today is 2-4, so 4-4-2016. So here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that again for people who may be stuck with the double digits. There are fours. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I wonder if this date today is connected to July 4th. That's interesting. So let's go and clear July 4th. We'll just see if this affects you at all, because it's another 4 day. I mean, that's one that everybody tunes into normally. So here we go. July 4th. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So let's clear away an energy that you may have, physical pain, emotional stuff. So think of one of those issues and just clear one. So think of it now. I'm going to release it from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or on your cell phone, wherever it is. So here we go. Or as many as you have. I'm going to bring in the female energy this time. Normally it's always males right now, but we'll bring in the females for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, we'll turn it over to Elizabeth. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, or good morning, depending on where you are in the world. And thanks so much for coming here to join us live on BBS Radio Station 1. And we'll be with you for the next hour, taking your questions and testimonials at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can use our handy Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form. And you can find the link to that at Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And it's right at the top there. Always get the chat links when the shows are live. And if you're brand new and you're looking for the picture of the light being that Ron just energized with peace energy for you and your space, you can find that on the right-hand side, right underneath our radio show icons. And you can bring up the image of the face or the other image of the kind of looks like the, I call it the sword with wings. But that will also work. And Ron just brought in the female light being energy for us to enjoy. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the show and send your questions or testimonials in. Ron just did a call on Saturday. It was, I think, the first time he's ever done this, called the Shackles Release Call. And if anybody has anything that they were feeling or experiencing during that call, please write it up and send it over to us. And also, if you were at the New Life Expo New York a couple weeks ago and you'd like to write in any questions, or maybe you had an experience there that you'd like to tell us about. It's always good for new listeners to hear that. And I guess, Ron, we can move into just kind of the next hour of discussion, questions, and clearings for everybody. So we'll start with the first question here that was submitted by a listener. And this actually came in on Saturday night. And they're wondering if they have some information for the person who I guess thought they were getting frozen in sleep at night. And they wrote in, for the person that was getting frozen at sleep in the night, I have been doing this and it may really be helping. Every night I set up a timeline crash with the dates in it for that night, as well as the alien holographic clearing. This may be stopping those timelines from being created as soon as they start. Can Ron confirm this?
Yeah, it sounds like it could, yes. Uh-huh. Very good. that's being created with the clarion chest. So that's because you're still pretty close to the now, you know, being that you probably put it in maybe, you know, maybe you stuck it in that, maybe you go to bed at 10 or 11. And so maybe you feel that maybe every couple hours it might be taking you. So you could probably do a clearing maybe every 2 hours apart on timelines. And then when the time comes, being in the now, it'll start to work on it. Still could possibly work on it after or before that, but you know, since you're specifying a time, that would be great. So, and the date would also probably clarify that too. But it sounds pretty good. Just give it a try and just see how it helps you. So back to you.
Yeah, it's a really good example of being proactive with the clearings and setting up a timeline crash and doing the alien holographic clearing. You could probably do that on two windows on the same monitor screen. And it's a great example of really taking control of the situation. I know a lot of listeners call in or write in and they're having, you know, problems in the now, but this seems like exactly what this listener said. It's stopping the timelines from being created as soon as they start. So that to me seems like a great solution. And if it's working for you, yeah, I would just keep doing it. So thanks so much for sending that in. And hopefully that helps a person who on Saturday's show thought they were maybe getting frozen in their sleep at night, which doesn't sound like something you want to experience. So, Ron, I'm wondering if we could maybe run a clearing for people who may be feeling tired from not getting enough sleep.
Okay. Or somebody who maybe just can't sleep.
Yeah, maybe a standby for everybody.
Yeah, okay, here we go. So if you have a sleep problem or you had one in the past, we'll clear that too. So you just think of one of those. Here we go. Releasing the energy from you. So we're going to the timeline that this has occurred on, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Great. So hopefully everybody's feeling very peaceful. And I just wanted to add, too, that it's the lightship and the healings enhance everything that you do. So if you are trying to get better sleep at night and you want to run a clearing while you're sleeping, or if you want to bring peace energy to your home and your space, you can do it when you're at work, in an office. If you want to clear out weird energies in your home, you can put it on. You know, if you do some kind of healing yourself, you can run the free enslaved aliens to the light clearing, and you can do that, you know, in your office or therapy room or whatever. So all of this really just enhances everything that you already do. And it really helps to clear out a lot of the negative energy and clear out a lot of the alien stuff that you may or may not know that you're dealing with. So it's great that you're doing that for the sleep. And also, Ron, I guess this is sort of related to this topic, but, you know, at the expo, we had a lot of questions about the difference between the creation lightship and the aliens. And a lot of people were wondering, how is this not alien? And my answer to that was, well, it's source energy. It's already in you. It's where you were created. It's not something coming from outside of you. So I don't know if you want to just elaborate on that a little bit. Because it seems to me like people sometimes have a little bit of a hard time understanding that, and they're like, well, it's a ship. I don't understand how it's not aliens.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. So I guess the best way to experience it would be to do one of the 12 source energies. Remember, you can talk a lot about things, but once you do that clearing, it really feels great. So we have that listed on the website. I know we had a BBS program and the one for CTR radio also. But the reason why we use Lightship is because it is source energy, and when you go to it, it does materialize. So you are standing on a floor. You see walls, and you see the light beams there, and they come to you with a representation of what you want to see them as. So we normally specify a particular life form. So they'll bring forth the life forms that we know here. So some people, that's why our literature has a lot of alien stuff that's crossed out with this circle with the line through it, and telling you the difference, why you don't want to get hooked up to aliens, and also how they actually hook you up. So you just need to maybe listen more, or come to my lectures, workshops, and you're going to find out, and listen to the archives. So it's probably one of the few sites out there. If there are other ones, I don't know, but our site is completely anti-alien. So... And that's what we're about, is to get rid of the aliens so that they're not going to bother you. And, in fact, we'll do an alien to light right now. So if you do have aliens listening in your room, remember they're invisible because you can't see them, but they're still living here. And they may be stuck like you, but we'll give them a bus ticket out of here, one-way ticket to paradise, whatever they think that is. So here we go. I'll count to probably 100 to release them. And you may feel your room getting cold at first, as they suck out the energy, and then from there it may start to feel warmer, and you may feel actually more expansive inside of your room if you have anything around you. If your body does jerk or twist or something, or shudder or jump slightly, that means that they left your body, as they were actually in you. That you may not even know that. But here we go. Releasing them now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2. Oh, y'all, not too many this time. Normally it starts off heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So hopefully one of that are around you left. And it'd be interesting if anybody could just let us know, just give us a quick, maybe a quick testimonial, or just say, the room changed, I feel better or something, and maybe you even saw that, who knows. So it's always nice to have a listener, comment.
Feedback.
To show feedback. I couldn't find the word. But anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's awesome, Ron. And I'm always surprised when I run that clearing, like if I'm in a public place and I do the enslaved aliens to light clearing, the YouTube one where it's just kind of a loop. And I find it particularly helpful when people are having a really disturbing conversation that they don't know is being heard by maybe the other people on the train, or if you're on the bus or whatever. And I'm always kind of thinking, yeah, I need to run that clearing. And I know a lot of people work in offices and they've run it and they've noticed some really impressive results. So that's really cool that you did that. And hopefully all those aliens find their way to wherever it is they want to go. So I do have another question here that has to do with aliens again, and it is from someone who writes, "Hi, I'm currently working with the alien attack clearing, but I am still seeing the numbers. Am I doing something wrong?"
No, it's they're a little difficult to get rid of sometimes, I have had people say that they don't see numbers anymore. So it just means you're probably maybe still hooked up and may have to just keep doing it. And maybe they'll leave you alone eventually so you won't see the numbers. So if you're doing it, then, that's the first thing. Also, they get you according to your emotions. So I'm assuming that you already had your emotional whole lifetime clearing. If not, that's what you want to start with, and then do the mental. After that, probably your feeling body and or fear body. So those three or four clearings are what almost everybody needs here off the get-go, unless you don't have any fear. So if you feel fearless and nothing bothers you, then you may want to do feeling. The people do deal with feelings. You know that because people say, I feel this, I feel that. I feel sad, I feel glad, I feel helpless. You know, if you have the word feeling in your vocabulary, then that energetic body is being used. And that's one real quick way to find out. So back to you.
Yeah, it's important to pay attention to what you say, because often it's those things that we say. And I know prior to the Shackles call, there was a list of alien keywords that people were maybe wanted to clear or could maybe benefit more from the call by having previously cleared them. And there are all these sort of phrases that we say that we are not maybe paying attention to, and that trigger some sort of, emotional response or give us a clue as to where we're living. And if you say, I feel this way a lot, you're probably living in your feeling body. And you could do the whole lifetime clearing for that. Or if you're a worrier, and you worry constantly, maybe that's kind of something that the fear clearing, the whole lifetime fear clearing would help with. But yeah, Ron, the most important thing is to do the first whole lifetime emotional clearing. And you can find that on the website under recommended healings on the left. And it's the first healing. It's kind of the baseline healing that you do by yourself over the web. And once again, that is reconnecting you to source energy, the energy that's already inside of you. And it releases the imprinted energy of your emotional traumas from your whole current lifetime. So it's a really powerful and remarkable clearing. And I always think back to when I did it and really noticed a big difference. And I'm sure, if you've done it and you're listening, things have become a lot easier for you, hopefully. So, Ron, the next question is about clones. And this listener is asking, he states that, I understand the clones with a small amount of spirit. However, is it drones, the type of people that have no spirit at all?
Possibly. I just see them as like a robotic kind of entity. They don't have any energy in their body. They don't really have an aura unless somehow they're able to create something to fool you. Some of the clones have very bright eyes because they have some type of like LED eyeballs or something, emitting light out of them. Some technology that we don't have here. But normally when you see somebody's eyes, they may look maybe clear, but, I'd say it's more like an android, type of thing. It could be, maybe 5% human genetics in it, 95% alien. So it's kind of hard to say what these things are, but they normally will not have an aura, typically, and they don't have much of a memory. And, you won't feel any body energy on them, typically. So, as you run across them, just do the change thing. Give them, the exact change or close to it and a few extra pennies or something and see how they respond. And also ask for directions. And they'll probably normally give the comment, I don't live around here. Even though they go to work, they know some of the streets or just the way to get there or kind of watch what they're doing. So anyway, that's how you tell them apart. And I would say, 95% of who you're meeting will be that way. It will be non-human entities. So back to you. And you can even watch it on TV. Look at your favorite TV programs that are probably more current. And the newscasters, get some pictures of them maybe on YouTube of different times in their life. And you you notice that they may look a little different. And there's, it's interesting, I saw a picture of the lady running for, you know, the presidency. I won't give the name of the lady, but she had a lot of different pictures of her. You can find that out. And they even ran them on TV. They showed her doing different events. One had a really big face, you know, like you know, she had puffy cheeks, you know, and another one was thin, and, you know, they all looked different. So, and that could be true possibly of everyone else who maybe is running also. But, you know, forgetting that, just get people that you've seen a lot, you know, on the TV. So back to you.
Yeah, that's an interesting distinction, Ron, and it does seem like maybe it is some sort of robotic program that that we're seeing. So moving on to the next question, this listener had a friend use a different name as an absentee for the Shackles call, and they're wondering if they still got the healing because the name was different than their given name.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the person if they felt anything.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. That's a long time ago for me.
Okay.
You know, I live in the moment, so that's, and doing that call was not an easy call, so I'm not going to bring the energy back to look at something on it.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Yep.
Okay, so the next question is, regarding the New Life Expo, and this listener wrote, "Thank you, Ron, for another incredible expo presentation in New York. It was a real treat. The Light Chamber is transformative, and your lecture was direct and informative as always. Unfortunately, I missed the very important Shackles conference call and wanted to ask you if you will repeat it. You typically have last year's radio shows on rerun when doing the expos, and I only found out about the Shackles call clearing when it was too late. Perhaps there can be a mailing list for longtime listeners, such as myself, to let us know what special conference calls are coming up. Thanks."
Yeah, we could probably do something like that, yeah.
Okay.
So normally, yeah, that's a possibility. So, yeah, the, boy. Yeah, we may put it on our flyers. As far as doing another one, I could, if we have people that would like another one. Maybe if you want another one, if I get maybe 10 people that say they want to do it, then we'll schedule something. So if you run that call and you know, you want to have another one, let me know. I could possibly do one maybe next sometime here. The next special call that I would do could be that one to help you out more. So, and if you weren't on it, you know, just let me know too that you want it. That is a possibility. I'd rather do it next rather than do a pin call. That way you have two of those under your belt. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. It's up to the listening audience if they want to have another one or not. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, as Ron said, that was kind of a heavy call, so we'll just keep everybody posted via radio and website if you're interested and would like to have another call like the one we had on Saturday, then let us know, and perhaps we can schedule something in the future for everybody, you know, when Ron is schedule permitting. There's also another expo coming up on the West Coast, and that is the end of this month. It's April 29th, 30th, and May 1st, called the New Living Expo. And that's going to be in San Mateo, which is right outside of San Francisco. And you can check that out at newlivingexpo.com. And you can see Ron's exhibitor information. I believe you're also doing some speaking events, right, Ron, for the New Living Expo?
Yeah. I believe I have two events.
Okay.
That I'll be talking. So yeah, that'll be nice. And you'd want to fly into, if you're out of the area, you want to fly into Oakland Airport, and not San Francisco because it's further away, I believe. And
okay,
Oakland, driving a car is probably, I think, about maybe 20 minutes. you know, if you're not in traffic naturally, you know.
Right, right.
And there are shuttles that I believe go to the airport to some of the to that area too. You could check that out too. And there is, if it's still available, I think you can get an LA a special at the Sofitel Hotel. I'm hearing maybe $130 a night. The other ones around there may be, you know, about $100, I'm guessing, but you'd need to check. But, you know, you'd want to check with that hotel. And it might even be listed on the website. So, anyway, I'll let it go back. Oh, but I was going to say earlier, you mentioned about living like in your feeling or fear body.
Oh, right.
Living, you know, but you're also living on those timelines. So now you're on the fear timeline, you know? And that might be, maybe you're in fear a lot. Maybe you're, you know, you're afraid to do anything or you're just strictly in fear. Well, now you're probably could be living your whole life not on the planet here, okay, but on the fear timelines. And it may look like it's real, but you're living on a fabricated Earth, you know, a holographic Earth in fear. And maybe all your fears are strictly coming from those particular timelines when you're not on the real Earth. That's why we have to do, you know, the whole lifetime clearing to get away from that energy. Remember, you're wearing that fear T-shirt, okay? And the aliens see that T-shirt on you, can't get it off you because they stuck it on you as a barcode. So you have it on you, and that's where you're living, and you wonder why you can't get out of your own way, and that's because, you know, you created that somehow through your past, which would be your DNA, and the only way to get out of it is to do a cleansing of your DNA, which we call the whole lifetime clearing for that specific energy on your energetic body to get it away from that body and your physical body. So that's why you want to do the whole lifetime clearings. And I can't stress that enough. A lot of people, not obviously a lot, but people come on, you know, at the expo and say, yeah, Ron, I really like your site. I've been doing all the pre-clearings. I go, well, have you done any whole lifetime ones? I go, well, no, do I really need to do it? I feel great by doing those. And they miss the boat completely. I only put the pre-ones on to augment, to help people out after they do the whole lifetime ones, because you got to get that stuff off of you, because the free ones on there are Band-Aid. It can definitely help you, but it's not going to get you off of that particular, you know, roller coaster ride of whatever you're living with or living on. So that's the whole thing. Are you here or are you somewhere else? So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, I mean, from what you were describing, it almost sounds like a parallel reality that you could be living in.
That's correct. You're living in a parallel reality. Yep. Or else, not knowing that you're not on the real Earth because you're living in fear. Remember, when I make people real at the expos and when you get made real on the conference calls that I have, you know, I have them, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Each one of those calls I make you real on. And if you've been on the calls for a while, it's easier for you to stay real, and you can stay real longer. And then you realize that your life is changing because you're no longer living on those timelines. So past lives, parallel lives, future lives, those are all timelines that you're living on that are not here on the real Earth. So it's hard to describe that to people because it looks real. Of course, the aliens do a very good job of doing this here, you know. And another clearing that a lot of people, you know, really need would be the magnetic twisted body clearing. Maybe do that once a month. And then also, you know, do the education and the IQ clearing. So, you know, those are needed too. And if you feel really stupid one day, that's because the alien race created a dumb clone for you. So your cloned human replica of you, which can change in 10 minutes, but, you know, you do feel kind of stupid. And it's going on for more than a couple hours, then they're just replicating a stupid clone, handing you off to the next alien race, and they make the same one. So now you can be empowered to ask for a better clone, a smarter clone, a more intelligent clone. So anyway, that's what happens. And as you start listening to more of the programs here, you're finally going to catch on to what's happening and how you can help yourself. The website is full of all kinds of help for you. At first, it might seem a little odd and weird and scary, but then once you realize that you're already in, you know, the soup mix in the bowl, you know, and the water's being turned on and it's starting to boil, then you realize, yeah, I got a way out. That's what the website's for. Feel better. Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of what you tell people at the expos too, Ron. It's just a way to feel better. And, you know, hopefully it does that, especially after you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. The free clearings do really help. And I'm always amazed at grace, guys. I put that on and, you know, within half an hour, the sun comes out. I mean, it's really remarkable that the free alien grace guys timeline crash. I use it constantly, even though I've done, you know, many of the other healings. It's a great free healing, and they are all full strength healings. You know, even though it does say samples, we're trying to change that. They are all regular strength. No discount on the energy that you are receiving there. So, Ron, this next email is kind of interesting, and it's about a couple of things here. So I'll just read it, and if you have any input, maybe we can help this listener out here. So this person writes, last week I ran the alien and human hybrid tracking barcode removal on my 8-month-old grandson. My daughter had a dream that night that her baby died in her dream. So did she see the alien part of him die? Sunday she had him baptized. I ran an alien to light on the baby, the mother, and the godmother, and my alien sister, who attended the service. My question, Ron, is, were the aliens able to hook the baby up with this clearing running? I did not go, but I felt many aliens were released in that church. Thanks for your input.
Yeah, the first part, so that was the person who sent the information in, was that person's baby being baptized?
Yes, I think she ran the clearing on an 8-month-old baby, and then the baby was baptized, and she ran another clearing while the baby was being baptized.
Okay, yeah, well, the timeline of seeing the baby dying, that would be true. You know, that is a real timeline. Now, what they probably didn't show you is that remember, when you get baptized, that energy, I believe, goes to the Pope. That's how they set everything up. And so they probably did steal maybe most of the baby's spirit during the baptism. And, you know, that's my understanding, that the Pope takes those spirits. That's what they set up with contracts a long time ago. The Pope is supposed to be like the God energy of the planet here or something, you know, using that word loosely here. And I don't think with the Bible, the way it was written, I don't think Jesus ever got baptized. Somehow that doesn't feel or ring truth to me whatsoever. So unless somehow something happened where they switched it over, I don't think that's a correct thing in the Bible about the baptism. That's just the way to control the energy. So, yeah, the baby did die on those timelines, yes, that would be correct. And how many's on there, I don't know. Was the physical baby protected? Well, it's in if it was here on the earth and not taken elsewhere, then it was protected. So it used to be kind of hard to talk about, you know, what's going on with it, but what they did see, you know, in a dream or vision or whatever is true. Whatever you see on timelines is real 100%, just like you were probably living on those timelines or some other timelines before the show started here. You probably were not on the real earth unless you do the mind to heart drop and then check out your finger exercise that we, you know, teach people. And, you know, if you're not in the now, then you're on timelines. You're not living here. You're in a fabrication. So that's where you don't want to be. So back to you.
Yeah, and it is hard, I think, when you are running clearings and people are doing things that are the exact opposite. So, yeah, Ron, I don't know, like, did that help prevent the baby from being hooked up while it was being baptized, having that clearing running, do you think, or?
I don't know at this point.
Yeah.
I just you know.
It's hard to know.
You know, very possibly it did help. But remember, it all depends. You know, the aliens are pretty sneaky, so I just don't know.
Well, it sounds like, you know, this listener does have the best interest at heart, and I would just keep an eye on things, and if you notice anything weird, just keep running clearings, because, you know, it can't maybe prevent it, but it also can't hurt the situation. It can only make it better.
Yeah, and you know, I'm thinking, you know, it's possible maybe that could be where some of the death barcodes start. Maybe they put those on people during that time, too. Normally it's at birth. But it could be possible that that time, with all that energy there, and the water energy, since the body's made up of water, basically, and you're going into water, or they're putting water on you, resonating to you, you know, it starts some death barcodes. So I'm just kind of throwing that out there. As many things happen at once, there's more than just one thing that normally goes on. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So, Ron, thanks so much for explaining that, and hopefully that helps. I have another question here from a listener who is wondering, please ask Ron what is up with me. I have been frozen as though I cannot accomplish anything. What clearings should I do? Thank you.
Well, I think probably maybe the Earth's energy, if you can't do anything, that's what I would guess. They're probably hooking you up to maybe the grid lines that the aliens put in place. So you might try that clearing. Ask your friends what's up with you. That's the first thing. You know, if you have any friends, most people tend to pull back because they don't want to get slimed, you know. You know, a lot of people start to say, yeah, I don't want to be with this person or that person. They have too many issues. They don't want to do clearings, and I don't want to be caught in their drama, so I don't see this person anymore. You know? Oh, and that's, remember, being by yourself, being self-empowered, you know, knowing your own truth about what's going on here can be a lonely ride, you know? But remember, the aliens want to get the masses. And once you get out of that system, then there's not too many people you can really communicate with to, you know, help you out. But ask your friends what they think's happening with your life. Maybe they see an issue that they can tell you about. It pops out of their mouth without them even thinking about it, you know? And then do some timeline crashes on it. Do lots of them. And then also see how it relates to you. And find out maybe when it started in your life. Maybe you have a certain date or age that this thing came about. And that could be maybe one of your major abductions where they put barcodes on you. Back to you.
Yeah, and also I think a lot of the times, like, if you do the be here and the now, it kind of helps move the energy a little bit. So if you're feeling stuck, it usually just kind of brings you back from wherever it is that you are. Because a lot of the times, like, if you're having trouble focusing or you're just not sure what to do, I just put that on and, you know, see how I feel in about 15 minutes. And it also works for other people, too. Like, if you notice somebody else is kind of having trouble or... It is true, though, Ron. I mean, you do start doing these clearings, and you start to become kind of like a hermit because you understand that it's important to keep your energy close to your body and to, you know, shrink wrap your energy so that it's not going out there, and you really want to keep it close to you and keep yourself protected. So even with your family members, you know, and that's kind of a difficult thing for other people to understand. And but, you know, ultimately you do have to help yourself, and everybody does have their own path. So you just, if you're focused on your healing, you just kind of have to be self-empowered and, you know, be okay with being by yourself, because, you know, a lot of it does kind of feel like a pinball machine until you sort of find the creation light chip, and you're sort of being bounced around, and you're hearing a lot about all these other things. And, you know, the first time you do an emotional healing, you're kind of like, wow, I don't really feel like I need to go out looking anymore for all this other stuff that I was looking for. And it's kind of the message of the core of message of, you know, what you say is to go within. So I guess we got a couple of emails about people wanting another Shackles call. A couple came in, so that's great. So we have a couple people who are interested. If you're interested in doing another call and you were on the call on Saturday, let us know via clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll keep track of that for everybody. And someone also wrote in and said, hi, thanks for the alien clearing today. I yawned. I was yawning during it today.
Uh-huh.
So it's like somebody felt that alien release that you did, the one-way ticket.
Yeah, the one-way ticket, yeah. I'll give you a little. I was at a store, a Dollar General store, a few days ago, and I needed to get two pair of scissors. So I went in there to get scissors, and so I had two scissors. And I get up to the line, and there's a lady in front of me, which has about 30 items. And I was wondering, you know, when if she'll let me go ahead of her, you know? You know? And so she looked at me, saw the two scissors, and she was human. And she goes, oh, you can go ahead of me, no problem. You know, I got a lot of things here, and I got it loaded on the counter and this and that. And I thought, wow, a real human, you know? Now, a clone would not do that. They wouldn't even know that you exist, you know? So that's how you tell. What one quick, easy way. It kind of shocked me, you know. And even the lady behind the counter taking my $2, you know, was real nice, too, and pleasant. And she wanted to know if I wanted a bag. And I go, well, yeah, I'll have a bag, you know. So it was cool. I had two humans in one store. Wow, that's amazing. So very interesting. And interesting, I was in a town with a lot of, I guess it might be politically incorrect, but I'll say Mexicans, you know. So it was quite interesting to see that, you know. So maybe they're not as, you know, as connected as much as white people, you know. Yeah, maybe the Earth energy could be doing that too. But anyway, quite interesting to see that. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, you just reminded me that happened to me not too long ago at everyone's favorite abduction store, I guess we should call it, one of the big boxes. And I was like there, and I had a particularly trying day dealing with clones, and it was just so weird because people were just kind of like, it's like you're sort of like, they don't even know you're there, and it's just very weird. Anyway, but yeah, this really nice lady just said, oh, why don't you just go ahead of me? You only have one thing or something. And I was like, just like, oh my gosh, I just couldn't believe that happened because you're so accustomed to the opposite. But yeah.
And I'm not just curious, was that a white person?
It was a white person. Yeah.
So I guess what I should have said is that saying, you know, Mexicans from Mexico, I should have said that they're Indian. So Indians are normally more grounded with the Earth energy, so they may not be as speculative as much. Maybe the whites go out there in space more, and the Indians are more earthly, and they tie into the Earth more, which could give them more protection. You know, I don't know, but.
It was interesting because she looked kind of like maybe she was like a country person, like a farm type of person.
Oh, farmer. Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah, or maybe she worked with animals or something, but she was very sweet, an older white lady, and she was really like human, and I was kind of like my jaw just sort of dropped because I'm just so not used to people doing that anymore. You know, everyone's kind of in their own world, but it was really sweet, so.
Very interesting. Oh. Anybody? I talked to somebody on the phone today, and I did some, a couple picture chargings for the person. They bought some at the expo, I believe. And so anyway, and of guys at Light Bean, and they were on the call that we had on Saturday, the Shackle call, and she was stating that what happened to her after the call is she looked down at her, I guess her ankles and her feet, and they were swollen, which kind of surprised her. But then she saw, like, it sounded to me, I think she said it's about a one-inch ring, like she had a ring that was attached to her ankles. So, very interesting. And then that's going away now. But that was the proof that she had shackles put on her because that ring was being compressed against her skin and on her ankle. So it was quite interesting. So the part left, and that was the body healing, showing her where the shackles were. Quite interesting. We'll see if we have any other testimonials coming in like that.
So yeah. The other thing, too, is... hold on. I'm going to read this because it kind of relates to the shackles thing. And it says, this person wrote in and they said, I had to go to the hospital recently, and they put an armband on me. When they put it on, something from the person dropped into my chest area, and the energy began to make my heart cringe. What was this, and how do I release it?
Well, I feel like one of those alien critters walking around.
Uh-huh.
I might want to go to the alien attack page and do some critter releases.
Uh-huh.
It has my little feet. It has feet on it. I can see it moving. So.
Okay, so maybe it's like an implant or something?
No. It's an alien critter, a little alien life form.
Oh, okay.
You know how spiders kind of drop from trees off and on? And all of a sudden you got one on you, or you see it coming down on a web, you know, and you go, ah, you know, it's on me, you know? So that's probably what happened. It went from that person just body hopping and probably trying to get energy from you. So that's what I'd say it would be, some alien critter that went from one person to the next, just body hopping. And this is not unusual. Is that you probably, you know, now know about it. So back to you.
Yeah, excuse me. And the alien attack removal is good for a month, and it's only $30. And you can use it to get rid of those parasitic life forms that we pick up from other people. The thing that struck me about that email, Ron, was that you were just talking about the shackles call, and that... I'm connecting so many thoughts in my head right now. The shackles call, the person you were talking to today who had the bands around her ankles, and when this person went to the hospital, they put a band around their arm or their wrist, and when you're born, they put one around, like, I think they used to put it around your little ankle or sometimes your wrist, like when you're a baby in the hospital. And it kind of even, I was like, oh, gosh, is that like a form of a shackle? And also reminded me of the baptism. Like, I mean, is that also a kind of like, if your energy is being shackled to, say, the Pope or whoever you're being baptized for, all of this kind of seems related here. It seems like it's all sort of these energetic enslavements that we're being connected to here.
Yep. The more you know, the more you don't want to know. But the more you know, the more you want to figure out what's happening.
So I never thought about those hospital wristbands as being shackled, but maybe that's what they are. Maybe that's why this person felt so weird when one was, like, slapped onto them.
Yep. Yeah, remember, the answer is always in the question. So, back to you.
Okay. So, anybody else, I'm wondering if you have any questions or comments regarding the calls or any of the other recent events that Ron has been doing, you can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can connect with us via the Fast Chat feedback form, and the link to that is at the top of the creationlightship.com website when the broadcast is live, you can just connect with the chat link at the top of the page. And I guess I do have another kind of a testimonial here, which I can read, and it's about empathy. And this listener wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron. I finally came to discern the true meaning of when you said that you haven't seen any alien race that is good and truly interested in helping the human race. Truly speaking, they might have all the high energy and vibrations, but they have no empathy. They feel no pain, so they have no clue what the human race really feels and what they go through. That is how they are able to control us. Because they don't connect with our pain, but stay aloof and channel useless information and knowledge that does not help us in our spiritual growth. The prerequisite for anyone to help should be through empathy. When you feel my pain, then you know how to heal me. Otherwise, the healing will not work. It will just keep recycling the same energy of fear and helplessness, and that brings all these controlling aliens who keep us disempowered and misinformed. Thank you so much for the help you are giving to us."
Great, yeah. That's what they do, you know. A lot of the information can be great, but there's never a way in the information to help yourself.
Right.
You go to the expos, and I've only been to one conspiracy expo, and they tell you all this stuff going on. And the people who are talking probably are also agents who are, on the payroll trying to tell you what's happening. but they come through and make it sound like they are the one, and they got this special hotline link to so-and-so up there in the government, or whatever. But they're probably, meeting with these people every day. But they're, and they probably don't shave for a month, and they go to the expo, and they look like somebody. But anyway, let's now go on. And so anyway, all that stuff is, there's never a way to help yourself out. They tell you all this stuff, you turn green, or the guy gets down and everybody claps, and you walk out all feeling self-empowered, and you're really great because you have this information. And then 10 minutes later, now you're depressed because you got everything and nothing you can do about it. So anyway, at least we got ways to help you on the website. So, I guess we got about a couple minutes to go here before the show ends here. What do you want to do? What type of clearing? I guess I could do an anxiety clearing. Some people may have anxiety. I don't know. Maybe the port got them.
So that would be great.
4-4 clearing if you have anxiety for that date. And here we go. Releasing the energy from you for a anxiety that you're experiencing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so there we go. And our next call that we have, and we're making you real on the call. We have energetic cordings that people connect with you, taking away your energy. That'll be tomorrow at 5:30 Pacific. And then Wednesday we do 7 containers of water for water charging and light shift healing. That one's $30. And then on Thursday we have your clone replica being released from timeline. So if you have a condition, a problem, then that helps to release that energy from you. And then Friday is our entity call. And entities are what come into you to do weird things with your body and stuff. And all these calls we end up making you real on anyway. So hopefully you'll be on the calls. And Thursday and Friday are $20. So let's help you out. And they're all 5:30 Pacific. So here we go, everybody. Let's make you real. I'll do that right now for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. There we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Normally I only count to maybe 45, so let's see, people on the call that hasn't had clearings. So how long is this going to last? Until you get upset or something happens to you. If you're lucky, it may last a week. And this will not work on the archive. So if you are listening, I should have said this before I did that this year, but you felt peace energy. If you get out of the archive over again and try to do it. So anyway, I'll do the mind to heart drop. So commanding your spirit out loud, as you should be doing daily many times. So you now say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them down to my heart or into my heart, whatever works for you. Just make it very simple. And now we'll count from 10 to 1 to facilitate this action to have it done. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So there you go, everybody. You should be in the present moment. Be at peace, and we'll see you later. Blessings, everyone. Thank you for listening, and send in your testimonials. We'd like to air those on the next BBS program. Bye, everyone.